Good morning, 746. This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. The Florida Department of Education says Florida's high school graduation rate has been going up in recent years. Last year, nearly 81% earned a high school diploma. That's around 20% higher than it was a decade ago, and that mirrors a national trend. But are those numbers real? A recent ProPublica report found that the nation's school districts might be gaming the system by putting some students in alternative high schools. WUSF's Kathy Carter spoke with reporter Heather Vogel about the findings.
Well, what we found was that in some school districts, including Orange County, there had been a very steep increase in the number of kids who were sent to alternative schools, which are schools that increasingly are used for academically challenged students, students who have fallen far behind, sometimes enough to be not on track for graduation on time anymore. And the consequence of that is that those kids who are the ones most likely to be bringing the graduation rate down in a traditional school are being sent elsewhere.
A lot of this work seems to have been done to avoid negatively affecting high school graduation rates. So what part did mandates play in this?
Well, when major new accountability requirements were put into place affecting schools, often you would see an uptick in these alternative school placements afterwards. When the consequences started kicking in for schools that were failing to meet the testing benchmarks. And finally, the most recent one was when states were required to switch over all schools in the state to a standardized cohort graduation rate, which left a lot less wiggle room in calculating that metric. It was harder for schools to kind of hide if they had problems. And so after each of those things, you saw more kids sort of being shuffled off to these alternative schools.
Since this report came out a couple of months ago, you did hear from the Orange County School District and the State Department of Education. What is the update?
Well, what happened was the State Board of Education decided to investigate the potential underreporting of dropouts and the use of these charter schools to sort of massage the metrics of regular schools. Now, the district said that they do not do that, that they do not endorse schools telling kids that they need to leave a school that they have a right to attend, especially to leave to go to a charter school. And the superintendent said that she has made that clear with all of the schools in the wake of our reporting. The school board chairman called it intolerable if it was going on.
So what is your takeaway, Heather, from this story?
I think these schools are schools that have really been forgotten. It just seems there needs to be some sort of effort to make the regulatory framework a bit stronger, to make the accountability measures a little more transparent so that policymakers and stakeholders and researchers can understand how successful are these programs, which ones are working, which ones are not. It seems like really that the most vulnerable students here are being failed widely.
ProPublica reports that the for-profit company Accelerated Learning Solutions manages 7 of the 10 schools where most students obtain a GED or adult program, and they don't count as dropouts. ALS also operates alternative schools in Hillsborough and Miami-Dade counties. You can read the full report at WUSFnews.org.